98.3 FM. That was Gavin James. And I'm opening the show with a Gavin James number, Glow, for a reason, because I'm very excited to announce that I will be playing my pre-recorded interview with Gavin James. Gavin James, it's just insane to be saying that I got to talk to him and that he's going to feature on the show. I am going to be playing that interview during this hour, over this next hour. I think I'm going to play a few Gavin James songs first, before I play the interview, to kind of, you know, set the mood and get us ready for my fantastic chat with Gavin James. The interview is about 15 minutes. I was really, really delighted to get that amount of time with him. And yeah, it's a great interview. We talk about Gavin's new song Heavy. We talk a bit about his headline gig at Live at the Marquee, and also a bit about his new album that's coming out later this year. So that's very, very exciting. So that is coming up a little bit later in the show. But to get us ready for that, we're going to listen to a few more Gavin James hits just to refresh our memories of some of Gavin James's absolute bangers that he's released in the past. This next one is called, speak of absolute bangers, this one next one is called Greatest Hits. And I have to say, I love this one by Gavin James. Enjoy it.
Do you remember all those wild nights? 'Cause I've been flicking through the highlights to when you said you loved me for the first time. And I just couldn't get my words right. Why do all of the good memories hurt the most? All I see is your face when my eyes are closed. You're like all of the good songs I can't forget, always stuck in my head.
Silence.
Just let me love you when your heart is tight.
Gavin James and Alan Walker, Tired on UCC 98.3 FM. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk and Tunes with Timmy, hosted by myself, Timmy O'Riordan, on UCC 98.3 FM. And I'm with you until 1 o'clock. Now this is a particularly exciting show this afternoon because I managed to score an interview with Gavin James, who is headlining Live at the Marquee on the 25th of May. So that is very, very exciting. And I've just been playing a few Gavin James songs to get us in the mood for the interview, which I'm going to play very soon. I think I'll do one more song and then we'll go for the interview, because that's if I've been yapping on about the interview for the last few days, that's what you want to hear. Okay, so I'm going to play Gavin James's new single Heavy, which came out on the 12th of April. It's a really, really nice song. Gavin kind of said that it's heavily influenced by gospel and soul, so it's kind of different from his other works, but really, really nice, and it might be a little taster of what is to come in his new album that he's releasing later this year. So without further ado, here is Gavin James, Heavy.
Told you then I know your dreams may have come.
Gavin James, heavy on UCC 98.3 FM. That's his new single, which he released there just less than 2 weeks ago. And I have to say, I love it. I really do love the sound of the, just that he puts on the heavy, that it kind of goes really, really deep. And you can really feel that kind of heaviness to the lyrics. Okay, so that song brings me nicely into my interview that I did with Gavin James on Tuesday. We sat down over a Zoom call, and we had a little chat about his new single Heavy, his Live at the Marquee gig, his new album coming out later this year, and a few other bits and bobs that I wouldn't say ad-libbed during the interview. I was prepared for this one. I came prepared. I think we'll go into this now. So the next thing you will hear is my voice pre-recorded. I hope this works now, because this is my first time doing a recorded interview on the air. So if you just hear a bit of silence and then another Gavin James song, you'll know that it hasn't quite worked. But enjoy this. It was a really enjoyable interview to do. Gavin James is just the most lovely guy. Very relaxed, and he made me feel very relaxed when I was quite nervous.
UCC 98.3 FM.
Hello, Gavin. How are you?
What's the crack? How are you, Gavin? How's things?
I'm wonderful. All the better now to be joined by you for an interview. It's something else.
Cheers, man. Cheers for having us.
I suppose just to get us started, Gavin, your brand new single, Heavy, is out now. Can you tell me a bit about the meaning behind the song?
Yeah, so the song, I mean, I kind of wrote it about growing up, and I kind of wrote about my time playing in pubs and playing in Temple Bar, and just kind of, you know, when you're like in your late teens and into your 20s, you kind of, everything kind of seems a little bit, no pun intended, kind of heavy on your shoulders. And then as you get older, kind of the weight gets a little less, hopefully. Sometimes it gets heavier, but it's kind of been my experience with dealing with that. And then I obviously wrote it very high up on the scale of singing, which is terrifying for everything I have to do now in the future.
But you're very good with kind of dealing with those high falsetto notes. Did you get singing lessons when you were younger?
My sister's a gospel singer, which is kind of where the kind of feel for this song comes from, because it kind of sounds like very gospel too. But it's so she kind of taught me a lot of stuff when I was younger. But she's now a vocal coach in Dublin. She's amazing. She has Dublin Vocal Academy in Dublin, and she's class. Not singing, the high notes are my fault, so I can only blame myself for putting them in.
But you deal with them so well. It's something else. You just have a voice like no one else, really. I was going to actually say the influence of gospel and soul really shines through in Heavy. Was it kind of your sister that inspired you towards that genre?
You know what? She does listen to quite a lot of gospel and quite a lot of soul music. I mean, I was brought up on soul music, like a lot of Sam Cooke and a lot of everything from Creedence Clearwater and everything. But I don't know. I kind of, every time I sit down and write a song, whatever kind of pops out and that for some reason, I was sitting down at some, I think it was last Christmas, and I was messing around on the piano, and I was just jokingly kind of like showing off like some riffs and stuff, and just to sing like really loudly in my house with my dog. But I just fell into that kind of melody in the chorus, and then I just kind of went a little further into it, which is like, it's very different kind of melodically to a lot of my other songs as well. There's a lot going on.
You can hear that, absolutely.
There's so much going on in it, but I suppose it's kind of a challenge as well for myself to kind of try sing that live and stuff.
Now, Heavy is about reflecting on how you were when you were younger. Is there kind of a piece of advice that you might offer your younger self, knowing what you know now?
Somebody told me something that stuck with me recently. It was like, imagine yourself now walking into your old bedroom that you used to have when you were like a teenager and sitting down next to yourself, and like, what would you say to yourself? Like, if you actually envision yourself doing that, it's a mad thing to think about. But all I know is what I used to do when I was younger, or particularly when I was in my 20s, like I used to say, if we did a gig or if we did something that was like, even if we did the Olympia or the Academy or Whelan's or anything, I wouldn't necessarily worry, but I would be thinking about the next thing, which I think a lot of people do. They think about what's after this. What do you do after this? What do you do after this? Yeah. So I think if I was talking to myself back then, I'd say, don't worry about what's going to happen like tomorrow or the next day. Just like enjoy what is happening.
Yeah. Do you have any kind of method you're kind of talking about there? trying to stay present and kind of not be thinking about the next thing. Any kind of method that you use
to stay present? I mean, it's only like the last couple of years where I started like really doing any of this stuff. Is like, I mean, it's the simple things. It's just not going on your phone in the morning.
Yeah.
Very
absolutely.
Important.
We can all be devils for that. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm bothered for that. But and then just I always find going to the window and just like the sun hitting your face is very good. Going out immediately. I have a dog, so I have to walk my dog in the morning. So
what's your dog's name?
His name is Bruce. He's named after Bruce Springsteen or Bruce Banner or Bruce.
Oh, well.
Dickinson. No, no.
A few different Bruces.
He's pretty good for Halloween. It's gas. You can dress him up as Batman.
Springsteen. That could be a challenging one.
I'd like to get a bandana and some blue jeans to be sorted. But it's grand, like it's all that kind of stuff. Yeah, being present is quite tough to do, but I always find not wishing away the day for the next one to come is a good way.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Gavin, you have a busy summer ahead with a series of headline shows in Ireland, including one right here in Cork. Gavin James live at the Marquee on the 25th of May. Does it still give you goosebumps, Gavin, when you hear your name attached to such a large venue, or does it kind of work?
Yeah, the last time I played the Marquee was 2019, so it's maybe 2018, to be honest.
About five or six years.
It's definitely pre-COVID, but it's a mad gig. I love playing there. So, I mean, the first time I played it was in 2015 for my first album, and then the second album was the second time. And now I'm getting to my fourth one. Probably hopefully at Christmas, so it'd be interesting trying to play all these songs at this. But yeah, it's a massive one. It's like 5,000 people in a tent in Cork. Sounds like 20,000 people in a tent anywhere else.
Yeah. What are the acoustics like as a musician? Because it is essentially just one big massive tent.
Yeah, it's people. Actually great. It's really good actually for like sound checking wise. It's always tough like sound checking in a venue like that of that capacity. But like that's the same everywhere. But when you get to play the gig, it's just everybody sings everything, like even the deep B sides and all. It's gas, like people singing all the songs, and as I said, like in Cork, it's always a great gig because everybody's just is well up for it, and they're like from the start. There's not like they just sing everything from the start, which is great. And
did you say you can't beat a Cork crowd?
I can't say that because I'm in Dublin. And then it can't be an Irish crowd anyway. That's
can't be a traitor to the Dubs, absolutely.
Yeah. Ireland, that's always the best. Always, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And what can fans be expecting from your live at the Marquee set next month? Is it going to be a lot of the new stuff? Is it the oldies?
I'll be doing everything really. So I'm gonna try out one or two of the new ones that nobody's heard before. I'm gonna be kind of like tap dancing around that to make sure. There's no worse going to a gig and be like, here's another new one.
Oh, it's terrible when you go to a gig and artists just kind of, because a lot of people, they want to hear just the ones that they know and the ones that they, I suppose,
but I go to gigs like that too.
Yeah.
I think the same deal. Like every time I go to a gig and if that happens, I'm like, oh, come on, give me that one. So yeah, I'm always very conscious of that on my shows. So like I'm going to play everything. So I've added some songs in that might have been taken out from the first album and the second album. And it's going to be really fun. I'm buzzing for it. It's definitely, it's been so long. I have a new band practically. So my mate Jeff plays keys. He's been with us for like 7 years. Yeah. And I have a new guitar player. His name is Jamie Dean. He used to be in Goddess and Astronaut. And so he's playing with us, which is going to be a great.
What are the songs at your concerts that really just make the crowd go ballistic? What would you say are kind of the favorites?
Well, I mean, the obvious one. I'm sitting on the piano now, so I have this. It's like that one.
Are we gonna get a performance, an exclusive performance, Gavin?
Yeah, so I have that. Like, so the piano one works. The always one always kind of goes down. And the nervous and all always kind of goes down well. It's all the kind of. So the ones I really love playing are like the Hearts on Fire is one I love playing because it's
great
full of energy. It's got so much energy in it and it's really fun to play live.
Yeah, and everyone knows it.
He said it's a gas one, yeah. So I mean, there's a few of them that people don't necessarily really know very well that I love playing. There's one called Only Ticket Home that I play at the shows.
Yeah.
And which is really fun, but I usually finish with it because like it's just pure madness at the end. Like just like Van Halen solo on an acoustic guitar and it's just me being absolute nut job running around the crowd and stuff. So I'll be playing that one just for that sheer reason. But
unreal. Would you say that's like, obviously there's the fan favorites, but to have your own favorite song of the works that you've produced is like, are there any kind of hidden gems?
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, there's, you know what there is? There's one, because we kind of delve a little bit into dance music slightly, because I obviously had that song with Alan Walker called Tired.
Yeah. Oh, it's a brilliant, I love it.
That's a buzz. It's always, but we don't really do it in a super dancey way, but we have a few elements of the Alan Walker part. I love what he did to it, because it was a ballad at the start. It never was a dance song, and he turned it into like this massive thing, which is amazing. So, and he's incredible. But I have that one, and then there's another one called All For You that I did with my mates, Kaleidoscopes, and I love playing that because my mate Dan Dare. But if you're ever going to listen to anybody, you should listen to his music. His name is Slang on Spotify. But he's from London, but me and him wrote that song with our mate Johnny, and that's a buzz to play live because it's just full of energy and full of beans. So it's grand.
Unreal. Wow. So I suppose we'll talk a little bit about would you say that the influence of gospel and soul in your new song Heavy is kind of a taster of what's to come with? I know you have another album in the works. You're kind of finishing off recording that at the moment.
Yeah, I'm pretty much there. So like in May, I'll probably be more or less finished. Yeah.
Yeah.
The album, the kind of sound of it, like definitely there's a few more gospel kind of sounds on it, particularly one song, which I actually haven't recorded anything yet. So I'm very excited to record it. But there's kind of an ode to the second album as well and the first album. But I'm kind of, a lot of it is just live stuff that I've been recording up in a place in Dundalk called Black Mountain Studios.
Okay.
And it's an amazing spot. If you have any mates that like want to use, or if you have one of these studios or something, it's a crazy spot. It's just in a, it's outside of Dundalk, but it looks over the ocean, and it's class. But it has all the cool things. It has like pianos, it has all the Hammonds, and it has all these mad synths. You just like go there for 10 days, turn your phone off, and just write lots of music. But it's a great spot for doing that. So I'll pretty finish off the record there. And
you're talking about writing music there. Do you have a favorite place to write music?
Oh, it's in my gaff at like 3 a.m. in the morning or 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I get you. That's when the creative juices are flowing.
I don't know why. It's so annoying as well. It's always like I'm going to bed or like I'm watching a movie with the missus and I'm like, and then 4 hours goes by and she's asleep on the couch. I'm like, oh no. But it is gas. It's either here or like, I used to live in London, so I love writing because you live in Hackney in London. So if I'm ever in London, I'll stay in Hackney and write some stuff there. But
love it.
But yeah, I love writing in the gaff. I remember my mum and dad's gaff. I haven't written my mum and dad's gaff in years, but that used to be meant to pay.
Yeah.
Where all the old songs came from, John.
Cool. I suppose just circling back to the new album, could we maybe expect some, like you were talking there, you've done some collabs with the likes of Alan Walker, Kygo, Mark McCabe. Could there be a little bit of a dancey element to it?
There's one that I'm kind of like, I'm not sure whether we're going to do a dance version of it or not, but we might, so I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure it out. There's one in particular that'll be out in the summer, I hope. I'll be playing that one live in the marquee. Anyway, it's called All My Life, but I have no idea whether we're going to do it with somebody or not, but maybe we will. We'll see if it happens or not. But other than that, I'd say I haven't done much duets on any records. I haven't done any like much collaborations, so I'm definitely going to go down that road a little bit.
Would you have kind of a dream collaboration that would be kind of an artist of your life if you could get to work with them?
At the moment, I love Casey Musgraves is my favorite at the moment.
Yeah.
Casey Musgraves is amazing. So I love her music. So that would be class. But I need to go to Nashville or something to do that.
And what is the process with getting involved with other artists? Is it usually they reach out to you or you reach out to them?
It's either that. It's either of them things, really. It's kind of, a lot of the times it happens at festivals. You know, because everybody's at a festival and you meet people at festivals and you might have a drink and you talk about stuff.
Yeah.
And that sometimes how it works. I remember, I think Kygo did a version of Tired before or after Alan Walker. And I met him at Coachella afterwards and we were chatting about it. So you kind of just meet people and then you say, should we work together or should we not? Like, usually it's nice if you sit down with like no ideas at all and then you can write something with somebody. But yeah, it's always like about actually meeting somebody in the flesh, I think.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so it's kind of little networking opportunities maybe to get a few collabs going. Gavin, you're still only 32 and you have a long career ahead of you, please God. Are there certain hopes and dreams that are yet to come true for you?
I mean, I'm loving life at the moment, to be honest. I love we're playing the marquee and I get to go to Europe and do all these festivals in Europe. I just finished off a tour. It kind of goes back to nearly what you were saying earlier, like them kind of like staying present and stuff. So I just kind of keep going with this and just keep enjoying it and keep enjoying playing music and keep enjoying writing music and touring and then, yeah, hopefully it brings me to some mad places.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was wondering, like you're talking about the Marquee as a great venue to play. Do you have kind of a dream venue that you'd love to play?
The dream one, because I'm from Dublin, is Croke Park. That would be the dream one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that one or Madison Square Garden. I don't know why. It's between them two. It's always been between them two.
Would you ever consider doing Perky Queeve? That would be something else. We'd love you down here.
I'd love that.
If the Dubs won't take you, we'll take you, Gavin.
I'd love it, man. I did it with George Ezra last year, but I'd love to headline. That'd be great. That'd be a great one to headline.
Yeah, unreal.
We'll see you next summer. How are you on the Marquee this summer?
Yeah, unreal. Wow, it's gonna be a great summer for you, Gavin. And just to say thank you so much for the interview. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Absolutely, no bother, man. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much. And on behalf of Cork, we'll see you on the 25th of May at the Marquee.
I will see you there, buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks very much, Gavin.
Dreaming, let me hear you dub that. You're-
Arena Edition on UCC 98.3 FM. You are listening to Talk and Tunes with Timmy. Just before that song there, you heard my recent interview with Mr. Gavin James himself. It's funny, one of the questions that I asked him in that interview was, what are the songs that make hit the crowd go completely ballistic at his concerts? And I think after hearing that live three arena version of Always, we can certainly say that Always is one of those songs. It was such a pleasure to get to interview Gavin James. It was a highlight, a lovely way to kind of to finish off my first year in the radio. And it's been, what a year it's been. And it's not over yet. We still have one more show next week. Or do I have... I have one more show. I think I have two more shows, actually. I need to get that right. Okay, bring it back to Gavin James. One of the songs that he mentioned in his interview that he said was kind of a hidden gem is called Only Ticket Home. And I actually hadn't heard this one until he mentioned it during the interview. So I'm gonna, the next song we're gonna play is called Only Ticket Home by Gavin James. Gavin James, Only Ticket Home on UCC 98.3 FM. I think during his interview, he said that he loves to finish with that song, that it's a great kind of one to get everyone going right at the end of a concert. Maybe he does it as an encore or something. But yeah, I can see why. It's an absolute tune. Only Take It Home. I'll be adding that one to my playlist for sure. Okay, so we're going to keep the Gavin James tunes flowing, this is the Gavin James special, essentially, between all the songs in the interview. It's definitely a Gavin James special. But okay, so we're going to go for, I think this next one is my favorite Gavin James song personally. It's actually a remix by Mark McCabe. He talked about in his interview, he's done a few different remixes, with the likes of Alan Walker and Kygo, who are just huge, DJs and big kind of, electronic dance music artists. So this next one, Nervous, is, I love how it has in brackets next to the title, the Ooh song, because I think that's how everyone knows it. So you'll recognize it instantly. And I really like this remix version of it. It's very kind of very dancey, very hoppy. So Nervous by Gavin James and Mark McCabe. Gavin James, Nervous on UCC 98.3 FM. It's Gavin James, this afternoon in the playlist. Just in honor, I suppose, of getting to do that interview with him on Tuesday. It was a really big deal for me to get chosen to do that. It's a big deal for me and my show, because there's a good bit of work that goes on behind the scenes of any radio show. You can see any host at UCC 98.3 FM puts in a lot of work into their show. To fill an hour on the air, it can be a tricky task sometimes. It's definitely nice to have that work rewarded by getting, you know, interviews with big artists like Gavin James. It's really exciting. And it kind of shows that, the sky is the limit when it comes to guests for the show. I already kind of have a few other ideas, a few ideas for guests, that I'm kind of thinking of at the moment. Now that I know that I can successfully do a Zoom interview, I wouldn't always be a tech wizard. So, to know that I can do that and play it on the air fairly seamlessly, it opens a lot of different doors in regards to guests. So, okay, I think we'll go for another Gavin James song so I don't blab on. So we played my favourite Gavin James song there, the Nervous, the Mark McCabe remix. So I think I should really remember these things, but I think Gavin James said that this is his favorite song to play live, because it just makes everyone go crazy. So we'll play his favorite song next, because we've already played mine. So here is Hearts on Fire by Gavin James.
Can we talk when the words just won't come?
hearts on fire.
UCC 98.3 FM.
That was Hearts on Fire by Gavin James. It's really funny, this particular show, because every time that I say the artist after the song, because like it's usually a requirement on the radio that you say the song and then the artist, and every single song I'm saying today, it's by Gavin James, by Gavin James, by Gavin James. But wow, I'm just, the playlist was unreal today. Like Gavin James has some absolute bops all together. Yeah, there's something else to have released, kind of to produce and release so many great songs that have become so popular is really, really cool. And this, I still can't get over the fact that I got to interview him. I'm still a bit starstruck. So hopefully he might be the first of many kind of big celebrity guests. That's the hope anyway. That's the hope. So we'll see how that goes. I can see I'm very much coming towards the end of my slot. So I'll say my goodbyes. We still have two shows left for Talking Tunes with Timmy. I'm pretty sure it's all a bit messed up at the moment because of exams, and I'm not sure I'll hopefully be able to do my show next week that I think I have an exam the day of, but I hopefully I can work around that, because I'd like to try finish off the radio year with a bang. Thank you so much for listening this afternoon. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Gavin James. That was really, really exciting to do. And if you've enjoyed listening to the music that you heard today, go and buy your tickets right now on Ticketmaster for Gavin James live at the Marquee the 25th of May. Sure, what else would you be doing on the 25th of May? Gavin James is going to be in the Marquee. You got to go see him. It'd be really funny now if I finished off with a song that wasn't a Gavin James song, having played them the whole way through the show. So I just play Poker Face or something. Okay, so I think I'll finish on this song that I hadn't heard before until I was kind of doing a bit of research for the interview. And the song is called Afterlife. It's kind of a sad one. I don't know, is it terrible to finish on a sad note, having had such an upbeat and happy show? But yeah, I think I'll play it because it's just really, really good. Tune in again next Thursday from 12 to 1 for more talk and tunes with Timmy. This episode will be made available as a Spotify podcast as well. I'm thinking I'm probably going to release the interview as a separate shorter episode, just because if people want to just listen to the interview and not a load of Gavin James songs. But why wouldn't you want to listen to a load of Gavin James songs? They're really, really good. Okay, so I need to stop blabbing on. It's already 1 o'clock. I should get back to the library and do a bit of study. Here is Afterlife by Gavin James. Thank you and see you next week.
I had a dream it was the end of the world, and your voice was the last thing I ever heard. You whispered in my ear that it's alright. You said I'll meet you in the next life. Close your eyes as the stars came falling down and tidal waves took out the town. I had a dream it was the end of the world, the end of the world. The last one out of the circus took his final bow. The curtain closed as the band played out. Our songs on repeat as the sky fell down. That was just a dream that I had one time. If everything just happened to end tonight, I'll save us a seat in the afterlife. I had a dream last night that we had never met, and honestly it scared me half to death. And as the world it was coming to a close, it took me to the roof to watch it as it goes. City walls came burning down. We danced.
Save us a seat.